your earth, etc. So that earth is, or we call it the ground or earth, is the thing which you can perform tayammum on it. Or if the earth is made of sand, then it is okay. Or shingle or cloth, the stone or marble or anything which is natural earth. Now about gypsum, whether gypsum can be called natural earth or not, he said the gypsum before being baked, then it is a natural earth. After being baked, according to essential ihtiyat, should not perform tayammum upon it. Well, different types of stony land, you know, is giving example of the ground, the land. Some ground are mountains, some ground has so many stones, some ground are simple sandy, and so on. So these are the different types of the ground. What he means is natural earth. Should not be wet.
Dry.
Dry, dry, yes. Not sand. I mean, the material differs from sand. The dry mud is not the sand. It's material difference. The mud is used for agriculture, for example. But the sand is not suitable for agriculture. So it's called simple earth, or I don't know what you call it. Yeah, sea sand is okay.
Seashore.
Seashore is okay because it is sand, the earth, normal earth. Yeah, normal earth, it is on the sand, yeah, near the seaside, or even you can take sand from the sea, it is wet, and keep it till it is dry and become dry sand. It is okay. Or you take mud and keep it till it's dry and it becomes dry earth. So that can be used for wudu. So anything which is called earth, normal. Mud is not used nowadays for building.
Yeah.
It used to be used before. Yes, the same one. Same one, yes. In Arabic we say turab and ramul. Turab is the normal land which if you put water become mud. This is turab. Or you say teen becomes mud is teen in Arabic. But then turab means if it is sand then you say ramul, not turab. They don't use turab. In English, I don't know, you call it dry mud or
dust
is ghubar.
Yeah.
Ghubar. Then you say, but after being baked about gypsum, according to essential ihtiyat, it is not permissible. And in the same way, it is not permissible to perform tayammum on baked clay like bricks or simple pots. Now, it should be a normal or natural way. If it is baked clay, then it is not, you cannot call it earth now. Well, like the bricks or pots, similar thing. Even if they are broken and crumbled into powder, because now it is not in a state of normal earth. And in the same way, it is not permissible to perform tayammum on minerals like gold, silver, salt, and agate. Well, if the land is full of salt, for example, that if you touch, you touch only salt. You cannot call it a normal earth, though it is normal in desert, but it is a salt. So on salt, you cannot perform tayammum. Of course, if the earth is mixed with little salt, but mostly it is earth, it is okay. But if it is all salt, then you cannot call it man. Or on certain mines, like gold and silver mines and similar mines, or if you say aqiq, firuza, and other stones which are precious stones. So these are not normal air. These are mines, and these mines you cannot perform tayammum. So it should be on air alone. Issue 198. In tayammum, now here is explaining the way of performing tayammum. In tayammum, four things are wajib. First, niyyat. You have to have intention that I do tayammum on behalf of wudu or tayammum on behalf of ghusl, and what type of ghusl. So you have to have intention for tayammum. Second, striking the palms of both hands at the same time on a substance on which it is permissible to perform tayammum. And according to essential ihtiyat, it is not enough simply to place one's hand on the substance unless it is impossible to strike them. So here, as they use in Arabic, ضربة. I mean, if you have a sand or an air, then you have to strike both the hands on that. Not just simply place the hand. So it has to be strike both at the same time, according to ihtiyat. So it is striking the hands on air for tayammum. And then third, passing the palms of both hands over the whole forehead from the hairline to the eyebrows and the bridge of the nose. And it is better for ihtiyat to also pass them over the eyebrows. So you have to tie both the hands and then wipe for the forehead, and the side you have to be careful, it should be wiped also, and then wipe it the upper, till upper part of the nose, while ihtiyat on the eyebrows is covered so that you are sure above the eyebrows is being covered. So only the forehead, so that only the forehead, you don't need all the face, no, forehead only. So this is the third. Fourth, passing the palm of the left hand over the whole of the back of the right hand, and then passing the palm of the right hand over whole of the back of the left hand. So it is one strike on earth, and then you remove whatever sand or dust in hand, and then you wipe the forehead. Then you wipe the back of the right hand with the left palm and back of the left hand with the right palm. You be careful in wiping the thumb, because that is usually missed. You know, when you do like this, usually is missed. You know, so one has to be careful, but the thumb also should be wiped. Because sometimes if one is not careful, it's missed. You know, so I have to wipe the thumb especially. So this is the way of performing tayammum. To have niyyat, strike on air, and then third, wiping the forehead, and fourth, wiping the backside of the right hand and the left hand. Here, he is giving some more details. Let us go through it. He said, and in a tayammum that is a substitute for ghusl, it is better as ihtiyat, as precaution, to strike the ground a second time with the palms of the hands and then pass them over the backs of the hands. And this ihtiyat is a good one even in a tayammum that is a substitute for wudu. You see, when you go for ruwayat of the Bayt alayhi salam, you see there is two types mentioned. One type is strike only once, and then, as we said, you wipe the forehead and then the right hand and left hand. Another type, you say, no, you strike again and you do only for the hands. Now, some ulama say the first one is on behalf of wudu, The second one, which has two times strength, is on tayammum on behalf of Rusul. But some of the ulama said for ihtiyat, it is better for tayammum to be complete to make two strikes. The first, wipe the forehead and both hands, and the second one, for the hands only. So that is the complete way of tayammum, whether it is substitute for wudu or substitute for ghusl. And it will cover all ihtiyat of maraja, whether they say one is wajib, the second strike is mustahab, or whether the second one is also wajib, whether it is substitute of wudu or substitute of ghusl. Well, most suitable, let us say, in Dubai, you can go in, on the desert or on the seashore and collect some sand, put it on a piece of cloth, and keep it tight at home. So whenever you need, you just make it on a table, wipe it so it's sufficient for both the hands, it should be equal size of both the hands, and then you do the same moment. Yeah, near the sea, or also from the desert itself is full of sand. Wherever you go, there is sand available. If there is no sand, no stone, no marble, no nothing, then one can use the dust available in the house or even in the carpet. Well, I don't know, some countries the carpet is clean, because in Dubai it is a sandy area, the carpet will not get dust. But in another countries where the land is a dusty land, not of sand, then the sand is dust is coming over the carpet. So now if you just press the carpet 2-3 times, you get a lot of dust, which will become full of dust. Now you can do tayammum on that dust as well. That if you don't have stone or sand or other things, if you don't.